Breakfast puppies?
Welcome, adventurers! Grab your dice bag, sharpen your axes, and hop into the meat grinder. It's time for Hammer Crawl! Hello, friends and dungeon aficionados, and welcome to another episode of Hammer Crawl. I'm your host and Hammersmith, NPC. If you're new here, you should know that this podcast focuses on the comedic exploits of a 100% randomly generated dungeon crawl adventure using a custom game system largely inspired by classic versions of D&D. This next set of episodes takes us back to this past May, where we recorded another special live adventure at WagonCon 2019. We recorded in a much, much bigger room this time, which unfortunately resulted in a bit more reverb during the session. With a lot of additional time and effort, I've managed to reduce most of it, but I apologize for any remaining artifacts that may still cut through. Now, before we get on to the meat of the episode, I'd like to give a shout out to various people who helped us out for this recording. Thank you to Arbitrary Crafts for supplying the wonderful custom-made DM screen that we were using on the stage. You can see it in some of our photographs, and you should check them out at arbitrarycrafts.com. And something else I've been meaning to do for a while is to give shout-outs to the creators of the various randomizer cards that I use. I've been using these for a while now, both during this recording and most of the previous ones. I have consolidated my workflow down to using 5 different decks of cards to generate everything on the fly. You can find links to those in the rules at github.com, but a quick shout out to Undercity Games for the Dungeon Cartography cards, Larsenist Design for the Game Master's Apprentice cards, Fat Belly Press for the Monster Mod cards, and then Eric Bright for the 2 decks of encounter building cards that I use. I want to give some extra special thanks to Just Jacob for being our MC for this event. Another very special thanks to the WagonCon crew for having us back. Thanks to Poppy Beaujolais for serving as the Grim Reaper. Also, big thanks to Dr. Xander Gerrymander for working the mixer during the live recording. Thanks to every damn person who joined us in the audience. And thanks most of all to the brave souls who dared attempt to survive the Wagon Crawl. He's clearly uncomfortable about eating these plants.
But I make him do it because he is my servant.
I gotcha. This is going to be what's called a rally save.
Okay.
So go ahead and roll it. Should be on the sheet under saving throws.
Charisma.
All right. Oh. 21. Beautiful. So 19 plus 2.
Very nice. You've rallied your minion to do your doing. So go ahead and make his attack roll. Remember, it's a d20 plus 1.
Okay. Oh! So that's a 2.
You rolled a natural 1.
Yeah.
Oh, rolled a natural 1?
Yeah.
Ooh. I need you to make a luck save.
That was the to hit.
13.
The tongue wraps around Jarvis, but does not pull him in. It doesn't attack the
plant.
Wraps around Jarvis, but it's very uncomfortable, and he pulls the tongue back in, and your minion takes 6 points of damage.
Oh, Gary.
And his tongue is sprained.
Oh, Gary.
You saved me, Gary.
It's like out.
You saved me. Tongue. Thank you, Gary.
You don't think he has much health left.
Yeah, how much does he have?
They were typically dying between 7 and 10, so good luck.
8?
I don't know. You don't know. I know.
Well, how much does Gary have?
You don't know.
Oh.
So sad for your friend.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's actually at 11 because of that pendant around his neck. Whatever that pendant.
You know, if he dies, we're all going to be sad, man. I'm going to have a proper burial for him.
I was just going to throw him in the sewer.
Actually, no, that works too. Proper burial.
Okay, I think that's everyone.
Go where his old home was.
So, yes. New initiative. I had beat a 7. Oh, there's those ones again. I love it. Well, there's two that are currently trying to eat the dwarf, and they're both failing.
Oh, yes.
There's
nice.
One.
That's it's your chakras.
It's my chakras. Shot, my chakras are strong.
Which has decided it's going to eat that halfling at the end of the table. And geez, these things are terrible. Nothing hits you. I do no damage. And I'm failing my job as
it's
murder.
The nose. Yeah, it saved murder. Me.
It's your turn.
So I'm going to let out my battle cry, which is, all right, all right, all right. And start swinging my halberd.
What are you swinging? Okay, a halberd is a pole arm.
Yeah, I'm just like kind of bashing it near myself and getting my head out of the way.
You're almost doing a dance.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a stick that we can demonstrate this with? No, like literally, is there a... okay. Well, someone find one and... Okay. Well, we'll just go with it. Roll your dice.
First one would be a 11.
11 will not do what you want it to do, unfortunately.
Next one is a 19.
That will... Well, provided what you want to do is hit them, then that will do that.
It's two-handed, so... first one is 6 points of damage.
Yikes.
And just real quick, two-handed, does that allow me to do double damage? Is it 2d8? I forget what two-handed.
It's a two-handed weapon, but you don't have the room to leverage it as a two-handed weapon.
Okay. You're lying, first and foremost.
Wait, why does he have a halberd he can't use?
No, I can use it. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, 6 points of damage.
Okay.
That's my turn.
And the second one, you said the first one did not hit.
The first one did not hit. No.
Okay. Who's next?
I was thinking with that nose on, priest finger.
I mean, I can try.
I do have this prayer book that if I do remember right from our past leader, if we say a chant, mm-hmm. it will endow you with whatever god that was a part of.
Oh, crap. Absolutely. What was the chant?
Just, I think you know, it, trust your spirit to lead you, man.
Wait, hold on.
I thought it was like a circus type of.
Yeah, that's how it went. That's right. And I start drawing. Come on.
Oh,
Yeah.
Wait, now you'll roll really well.
Hopefully.
Roll a luck save.
Five.
What was the first number?
Five.
Okay. You don't have a modifier to your luck save?
No.
All right. You have failed to channel the
Bouncy
the clown. But fortunately, you did not also completely blaspheme and declare yourself an enemy of the clown.
Is that my action?
That is your action, unfortunately.
We tried.
If it wasn't, I was going to be all like,
that was a significant
forgotten.
Amount of action. In fact. But I want Barnabas. Barnabas, you going to do anything?
I am going to, well, take care of Gary for a little bit. I want to... He's feeling pretty bad after that last one.
Okay. So you're going to like pat him and give him some chin scritches?
Yep. No, I like how he's trying to kill us at first. And now...
Gary?
Yeah.
Gary was not trying to kill us.
No. He's misunderstood. I've looked into his soul. He's looked into mine. And he's just good, man.
Hey, Jarvis. Good.
Yeah?
Hold real still.
All right. I'm holding.
I got a 19 to hit underneath his armor.
Oh, okay. With what weapon?
A short sword.
Oh, okay. Roll some damage.
Nice.
You're my bestest friend.
That would be a 1.
You're slightly like trying to angle it in there, just scraping away at the plant mass. Doing a little bit, but not much. We're going to do
a lantern at him.
another round of initiative. Beat a four.
I got a 10.
That's better than a four. Your group gets a second round before I get to act again.
Okay.
I'm going to take out my two-handed sword and just start sawing on the plant matter using my battle cry. All right, all right, all right. First one, 16 to hit.
And yeah, second one.
Oh, second one is 8.
So. And the damage roll was?
Was 5.
5
points of damage.
So that one, you managed to finally scrape one of them off.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's one still attacking the dwarf. One still like crawling into the dwarf's armor. And there's one that is really trying to kill that clown nose halfling at the end there.
Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna try to kill it.
With what?
My crossbow.
Okay. You seem to have 10. You have a lot of ammo in that crossbow. You've been counting?
Yeah. I'm at 27 right now.
You started with 30.
I'm at 27.
Oh, wow. Battle halfling over there.
I'm at 11.
11 does not hit them, unfortunately. Your crossbow bolt goes wild, and we have, who else?
Hey, Jarvis.
Yeah.
Hold real still this time.
All right.
I miss.
What'd you get?
A 5.
A 5?
Yeah. Ooh. Right. No, stiller.
That's my bad. I apologize.
And that leaves Barnabas.
And from across the room, I am going to use my short sword to hopefully fling at Jarvis to break that green monster away.
You're going to throw a sword at the dwarf.
Does because no I'm one care about
his
me?
Armor? Not hitting him, but hitting
I'm
the...
busy with right. Gary. Gary's important to me. So
Barnabas, if you do this, I'm going to be impressed. Open up your central eye and let your, you know, let the energy guide you, man.
I feel
go
it.
For it.
I can do it.
You can do
guide
it.
The
I got
sword
faith in you and you got faith
go.
In
me.
Right, so yeah. Barnabas.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. You're going to have, throwing a sword is something that normally only a real fighter can do.
Right.
So
we're real
you're
fighters.
You're a halfling.
Yeah.
Which means.
Racist.
So I need you to roll with disadvantage.
Maybe speciest.
So you're
going to
roll
sure.
twice and yeah. keep the worst of the two.
Yeah.
Three.
A three is just a wild toss. The sword goes clanking off to the side.
I'm sorry.
Falls
Jarvis.
Into the barrel full of rotten human parts.
I
no,
tried.
Jarvis Stiller.
I'm sorry. That's me. That's my bad again. I'm really sorry.
Just because he's throwing his sword at you doesn't mean you should duck.
That's right. That was on me.
Because I was using my chakras to guide
them. Oh!
I felt the energy, man.
All right, let's.
Well, Senor Halfling at the end, can you survive 4 damage?
Dun, dun, dun.
From plants that are climbing all over you?
No.
No.
Grease finger? Does that take down the grease finger?
Grease finger?
Grease finger
is gone.
Grease finger.
Grease finger. Long live grease finger.
Long live grease finger.
You know what? If I get another halfling, I will totally name it Grease Finger the second.
So, Grease Finger, please go see the Greeper NPC. I was getting kind of worried there. I mean, that was over 2 hours. You let a player live for 2 hours. Are you losing your touch, man?
We'll see. That's a 17 to hit the dwarf for 4 damage.
Ooh.
As the spiky tendrils are climbing underneath your armor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, all right. Okay, man.
That's going to lead us to a new round. Can you beat a 10?
No, I have a 9.
Aaron. Jarvis. Oh, it is sinking its claws. The spines are like just embedding into your flesh and ripping as it tries to claw its way into your flesh.
Are you finding inner peace?
5 points of damage.
All right, man.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Up?
The universe is me, and I am the universe.
Yeah. Nice.
All good.
I heal him.
Oh, and there's one now who has decided it is taking offense. Ooh, natural 20 to attack Gary.
Gary.
Oh.
Not Gary. How much? How much did you get?
Gary took 6.
Oh.
Gary doesn't have that much.
Gary does not have that much.
Good night, sweet Gary. May the sewer forever be your home.
The plant just swarms up Gary and Dent into his throat and it begins to burrow into his brain then starts crying out. It is a hideous, hideous thing to see before you. You are crying, calling out Gary's name.
Gary. Gary's I hardly knew him.
It is now your turn.
Oh, yeah. Then I heal you for 5.
Yeah. The universe provides. Thanks, man.
Do you see Gary? Do you see Gary?
Sweet spirits from the other side. All right.
Yeah.
Gary says, it's all good.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Who's next?
Well, without Gary, I charge with a rage that only I could feel from losing one of my best friends. of my greatest friends.
Yeah.
I mean,
your true life companion.
You're both maybe third or fourth.
Yeah. I'm top 10, so all I'm looking for. Okay. Yeah.
Top 10. So anyway, I'm charging with my sword and shield in hand.
What sword?
My other sword, because my short sword is gone, but I do have a sword shield.
So you have a sword shield? All right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So I'm charging. Right.
Go ahead and make an attack.
I'm going to hit Jarvis because I need to get that one plant off of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fourteen will hit. What's your damage on this thing?
You roll a 20 for damage?
Oh.
Wow.
Oopsies.
Just saying.
D6.
That's better than he rolled on
so
the 20.
So that's a 7?
7.
That's a 7. Seven,
baby. Yeah.
That's like double what he rolled on the 20. Just saying.
I just had to figure it out. I'm enraged right now. I've lost a friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've lost Gary.
It's the damage on it says one-handed plus 2. Is that plus 2 damage?
Sure. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
To Gary.
To Gary.
Apparently you have a plus 2 weapon in there. I didn't know. Right on. It's random. That actually takes that one out. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
So you're free Jarvis? Now, Jarvis.
Thank you, man.
Live free.
Live free, man.
Live free.
Live free.
And in the world of Gary,
yeah,
you're blessed.
I am blessed. Yeah.
I do believe we have one last round.
It's your turn, Jarvis.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to take this two-handed sword.
You haven't done yet.
And
there's one more.
It took out Gary, and I'm going to take it out. It's just what's going to happen.
Okay.
No, not with the first hit, but the second hit, no. My chakras are way off. This Gary thing's really affecting me.
It's affecting all of us.
It's affecting all of us.
Okay, next round. That's an initiative of 2 for me.
Did you want me to ring the bell for you to help you get realigned? I'm also on a 2.
Yeah. Did you bring my crystals this time?
I did, actually.
Roll off. I got an 8.
I got a 7.
This plant creature... It was decided that you're its next target, Mr. Dwarf. Unfortunately, 4, I don't think it's going to hit you.
Oh.
And it's now your group's turn.
Do you mind if you
kill off the plant mass?
Put a little bit of this, the spices I have in the flame of the fire, ring the bell around him, and hold out the crystal.
I touch the crystal, and I feel the power of the universe coursing through me.
Ding, ding.
So I'm going to attack with advantage, whether you want me to or not. I rolled a 17 just to start out with. So I hit the first time.
It's 17.
And then first one was a 19. The second one is a 17. I hit both times because now my chakras in the universe are aligned. I'm the flow of energy. So the first thing is 3 damage.
It's the same. You only roll 1 damage die.
Oh, just 1 damage dice? Yeah.
Okay. So it's 3? Do you have a strength mod?
So that'd be 5.
Okay. So that's twice. So 10 damage.
10 damage.
Tell me how you kill it.
Since I'm realigned and one with the universe is flowing through me and I'm glowing and on fire as I run towards this thing and I golf hit it against the wall with my two-handed sword. And as it splats, I do double kisses to the sky for Gary. For you, Gary. Yeah.
Ding.
For Gary.
For Gary. May you rest in peace.
Yeah, may you rest in peace.
2 XP for surviving.
Excellent.
The loot consists of 5 barrels. Each barrel is full of different creature parts. Rotten human parts, rotten dwarf parts, rotten halfling parts, rotten elf parts, and rotten half-booger parts.
None of that sounds good.
None of it, no. How are you feeling?
I think they forgot the pickling.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right, well, is there any other exits out of here?
None that you can see.
I say we go to the other one, man.
Wait, none that you can see? What about feel?
Oh, so I sit in the middle of the room, and I hold the quartz in my center eye, and I hold the lapis lazuli out in front of me, and just I'm just allowing the spirits to tell me where the secret entrance is.
On that note, Jacob, I got a 5.
Will Mr. Rob Smith please check in with the griever?
Your chakras are pointing you back towards the exit, because standing in the hall, standing in the entrance to the room is...
I'm Greasefinger the second.
May he live on.
Introduce yourself and introduce your character.
I am an elven exemplar.
And introduce yourself as well. Hi.
I'm Rob Smith. The character's name is Greasefinger the second.
All right. Welcome to Hammer Crawl.
Thank you.
Greasefinger the second, the elf, is standing in the passageway.
Can we call you Deuce?
That's what my mother calls me.
Excellent.
Grease Tube. That's funnier to me than it should be.
Yeah, how are you related to our last Greasefinger?
I'm adopted.
Aw. How sweet. Yeah. How sweet.
Do you prefer
Junior?
Gee,
I wonder who named that character. All right.
Well, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, come on in. Come on in.
Thank you. Is this the Jigglesworth Rusted Nipple Clamp Emporium?
No, but we can hook you up.
We can definitely hook you up.
I have a couple that I was offering. I was looking for the place, and as they directed me here.
Well, you're in the right neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh,
excellent.
Hey, and if the spirits brought you here, man, then they brought you here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I stand next to someone who's not the dwarf.
All right, so the spirits are telling me we need to go back the way Deuce came in.
But they were pointing toward Deuce, so he should clearly go first.
Deuce, the spirits have beckoned you to be the front of our group.
Deuce is trying to figure out what an elven exemplar is.
Well, you're an elf, you know, an classic elf. DNA elf. You can fight and you can cast spells.
Certainly. I will lead the way.
Thank you.
Oh, there we go. I gotcha.
Did you pick up the nose? The nose of bouncing.
Oh, yeah. So there's a rule. If you're new,
and here's the loot list from your fawn companion.
Yes, the clown nose survived. So continue your thought, Jarvis.
So just as the spirits have moved through us, we have elected that if you're new to our group, that you are the keeper of the nose. Welcome, keeper of the nose, Deuce.
Welcome.
Only 2 people have died wearing it.
But that's because they didn't know how to use it.
I open up one of my nipple clamps and tuck it in and close it again.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds good.
It squeaks sadly.
Well, Deuce of the nipple clamps, you're leading the way back into the previous room. All now, right. Your group, do you feel the need to rest, or are you guys capable of moving on?
Oh, we can move on.
All right.
Yeah, let's just keep moving.
His chakras are aligned, and we have a new nose wearer.
Oh, no fun.
All right, so let's go down the other cave.
Yeah.
We got it. Explore.
Definitely.
It's the last piece.
Yeah.
Okay, that way leads to...
Well, the other way. Second? We went down that way.
Now we're going that way.
Now we're
going
to go to that one. That's right.
Oh, right.
Remember, we went there, and now we're going that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Elfward.
That way. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, we are going this way.
I don't know. I don't remember it that way, but whatever.
I think it was this way.
Oh, it was this way. All right.
Yeah. You previously went that way. So now it's time to go this way.
That's right.
This way now.
That's right.
Are you feeling?
You know what? I'm feeling it. And let's do this.
All right. So this way leads you on. You're going to mark another turn of light off the lantern. Who's carrying the lantern?
The elf is.
Yeah. If you wear a nose, you wear a lamp.
Okay.
That's just the universe, man.
All right. Well, Elf, you're in the front and carrying the lantern. Good job. And the nose. The passageway leads through a little bit of a winding cave, very similar to the one that you just came out of. This one starts to widen and eventually opens up into an actual carved stone corridor. Passageway goes east and west once it breaks into this corridor. Do you go east or you go west?
Well, east is east and west is west, and you might choose the wrong one.
It's so true. Remember what happened in the last place?
So let's go east.
Let's go east, yeah.
East it is.
East it is.
Okay, east leads you to, it opens up into a circular chamber that, it's about 80 feet by diameter. And you do see on the other side, there's an exit that continues forward. This circular chamber is raised up in the middle. It's kind of like a series of escalating, not like escalators, but a rising number of platforms in the middle that come to a single throne.
Like a birthday cake?
Yeah, like a birthday cake, like a multi-tiered birthday cake with a throne at the top. And on that throne is a very large, fat, toad-looking creature.
Look, you have a new ride.
Yes.
Can you be my Gary Jr.?
Go see if it will let you.
Now, you see hanging all over the walls of this
saddles.
Circular room, hanging all over the walls, like drapes, are skins of people. There are human skins, dwarf
I can
skins.
Make into saddles.
Halfling
skins. If they're tanned properly, yeah. Yes.
The most recent skin that is laid in front of this creature, like a carpet leading up, it's a series of sewn together skins made of dwarves. You do recognize at least one of those dwarves.
Are you taking mental pictures, Jarvis?
It's a Squiggles Noble.
Oh, Squiggles.
That's what I'm saying.
However, you think you might also see a Jiggles in there, too. It does not appear that they were discriminate in their slaughter of people.
Okay.
There are... In addition to the large, in addition to the very large central toad man, are seven others that are assembled around it.
I think you should go for the king toad, Barnabas.
One of which you recognize, Barnabas, as the one that got away. As soon as your group comes in, that one points at you.
And I point right back. Because you know what happened to Gary. Actually, they don't. I'm sorry. I'm just
you're sensitive right now.
Dude, grief's a process, man. We're just all going through it, man. You're stage one. You're in denial. I get it. So my chakras are unaligned, seeing one of my fellow clansmen's there. So instead of all right, all right, all right, I'm like, you dirty fox. And I grab my two-handed sword and just go barreling towards the leader.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. Because of the way that I rolled these dice here, I've established that you get a couple of advantages in this room. What that means is you get a temporary pool of advantages, two of one, that your entire party has access to use for this room and this room only. And we'll say it's divine inspiration from your change of heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unaligned. So I just go charging in with my two-handed sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to turn that into an initiative roll. I'm going to give your group an advantage on the initiative. Or tell you what, we'll do a +3 on the initiative because you're inspired by this and he's already leading with a charge.
Sevensies.
That beats a one.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, so you're running forth with a charge. There's essentially like a half ring of seven toad men assembled up these steps in your way before you can get to the kingy.
I'm running towards the nearest one.
Okay. You run forward.
So unaligned. So that was 21 for my first strike. And a natural one for my second.
Keep in mind, you have a pool of advantages, two of which, but you can, if
do we want to use one for me to
go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the second one was a 7. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, the first one definitely hits. Give me some damage on that.
So that would be 9 points of damage.
Nice.
9 points of damage.
Wow. Tell me how you kill it.
I run up and I'm like, I'm so alive. And I chop its head off. Like, my central chakra has moved 3 points to the left and I need to be realigned immediately. I blame you. And I chop him in half.
Okay. Which of you wishes to go next?
Well, I'm going towards that frog that pointed at me.
Yeah.
You run towards the frog guy that was pointing at you, and half of him slides down because the dwarf just murdered him.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
No one points at you.
Oh, wow.
No one points at you.
Oh, wow. No.
No one puts baby in the corner. No one points at Barnabas. 2 rules.
All right. All right. Because I was going to hit him with some grief, but that works too.
Mm-mm. Okay.
That's done. Anyway, so I don't go after him. I go after the one that's that's lower than all the rest. Because I'm assuming they're in a procession.
Yeah. Okay, you run to the next one then. What do you do?
Well, if I'm kind of above, because I kind of ran after the one that was pointing, I want to then jump onto this one. That I shout out Scott. Because I'm desperate
to write these toads.
I have a sense about these toad people. And, you know, you begin with one, you end with another. So Scott is going to be ridden.
Well, let's make an attack roll.
Yep.
This is basically a melee attack to grapple him.
So that's going to be a 6.
A 6, unfortunately, is not even going to get a good purchase on this guy. They have an AC of 14. You got to make contact first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
The other one was down on the ground, so it was easy to get on top of him.
Yeah.
This one is an active combatant. Anyway, that's Barnabas. Who's okay. next?
Deuce.
Oh yeah, I have to avenge Greasefinger.
Yeah.
Avenge your father.
I will remember you are not your father.
I pull out an empty flask, toss it to the side, sway a little, pull out a whip and a mace, and I run down the stairs and whip and mace together. He has a two-handed weapon use.
So okay. Roll right. What it says.
All right. So the two. I lost it a second ago. I missed with the whip. That was the first one. The mace. The 17 for the, and then the third roll is a 15. So
nice.
Did anything hit?
A 7, a 15, and a 17.
Those both hit. The damage of the. Did you roll a damage die?
1d8. I roll a 1.
So you do. You.
Oh, it should be a die less. But.
1 point of damage. That's beautiful.
One of his skills is being drunk before noon, so he's clearly swinging all over the place.
And finally.
Yeah, I'm waiting for one of their tongues to come out because I have a plan.
Okay. What's
it's cunning.
All right. Thanks for letting me know. I'll make sure that doesn't happen. Okay, so anyways.
Oh, I see.
It's my turn now.
Yeah.
So there's one down. So, okay, we'll do this. There are 6 of them left. There is 1, 6,
and then the king.
Yeah. The one, let's see. So, one of the. All right. How to do this? Spam. Okay, you are being sort of limply flailed upon by 6 angry frogmen who are just coming up and going, meh, meh, and smacking you and doing no damage whatsoever. The king is, the king is going to use a tongue attack on.
I got a 16 to do my cunning plan.
You.
I didn't do anything yet. He can't attack me. I'm a halfling.
All right. You. Hold on. I'll re-roll the target then with a D6 to make it fair. You are getting a tongue attacked. Again, it's a limp, weak flail. Clearly, they're just like testing your defenses right now.
Okay.
So, and not rolling shitty.
So as his tongue returns into his mouth with the belladonna I got on it, I'm hoping he dies of poison.
Oh, nice.
The tongue attacked him who ran to the front.
I was waiting to throw. I got a 16. I was waiting for a tongue. Cunning plan.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Let me get... You're going to have to roll... What is your... What's the moment that a luck save? So what's your total... That roll with your luck mod?
That roll with my luck mod would be a 17.
17. 17 is pretty good. I'm going to make a save on that.
Pretty lucky.
Jesus, fuck you.
Yeah.
Cunning.
What does belladonna do? I don't know.
It's poisonous. You ingest it, it makes you real sick.
Okay. Well, the Frog King starts puking all over the place. I was rolled a one on my saving throw.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, I'm grumpy now. So now we're going to do initiative again. Can you beat a 10?
No.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to bring out the other die in a...
Quick, kill him while he's puking.
Who can I attack? At this point, yeah.
It's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your armor class, 16?
Armor class is 14.
14. A 16 is going to hit you. A 5 is not. A 9 is not. A 20 will definitely hit any of you. And then, bam. Well, okay. So, the battle halfling.
I have one more healing potion, Jarvis.
Barnabas, you're taking 4 damage.
All right. Ouch.
I'm gonna exercise my right of mechanic. You take 2 damage, and you're enveloped. You are now being eaten.
Your universe can't swallow my universe because we're all part of the same universe, man.
I think you want to get out of there, Jarvis.
Okay.
Just saying.
The king, however, recovers from his puking spell. Anyway, it's your group's turn. You have bought yourself one round without the king.
I'm in its mouth. I'm being enveloped.
You are currently being eaten by one of the frogs.
Okay. I want to use my halberd to pull vault my way out of said frogman's mouth.
Well, let's use your special dwarven attack dice.
Well, how about I use my tumbling skill, which I am proficient in.
This would be an attack.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm back to all right. Coming out of a frog's mouth, man. And I got an 8.
That's not good.
It's like pushing through that balloon.
You got another roll, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I get 2 attacks. Other one is a 14.
A 14 is enough. You carve your way back out.
Doing 3 points of damage.
3 points of damage is unfortunately not enough to kill it, but you manage to break yourself out of its embrace.
Nice.
So the king's watching all this. Correct.
Well, the king is currently recovering from being poisoned.
So the thing...
ride the king.
With it being a cake, I'm going to sneak around back and start walking up behind him.
You can run around to the back, but right now you are a visible target. They are aware of you. You are in the middle of combat. You have been fighting.
All right.
Okay.
That feels right.
This is not a moment to sneak.
No sneaking.
Yeah.
All right. That's all right. Well, I'm going to slash my way then to the king.
So you're going to start climbing your way up?
Yeah.
Okay. There is another frog blocking your way. Do you wish to attack that frog?
I do. With my sword shield. I'm going to bat him forward and then lunge at with him with my shield. No. That's going to be...
It's got to be AC 14.
Yeah, that's a 6.
No, unfortunately, that does not. And who's left? Has the elf done anything?
No, I have not. Oh. So the elf is, he was waiting to see how you escaped. I had a plan next time someone gets stabbed or gets swallowed. So we have, how many frogs are around us now?
There are six frogs and a king.
Six frogs and a king. And there are there some that are injured?
There's one frog that is slightly injured.
All right.
And that one is currently being battled by the dwarf.
It was a C-section.
Okay. More like a throat section.
All right. I'm going to keep swinging at the one in front of me. I've got the whip and the,
okay,
the thing, so I'm going to roll three die for that. Seven, three, and a two. All right, so the best was a seven with the modifier is a six. Yeah. I'm going to flail quite a bit.
This is the most ineffectual fight ever. And I think you are next.
I give Jarvis my last healing potion for four.
Ooh.
Nice.
I think that, yeah, good job. And now we're going to do initiative one more time. Eight beats a one. Yes.
Just a little bit.
So another round of attacks are coming around. Elf. Deuce. Maybe. You are.
I'm a halfling. You can't attack me.
Deuce. I'm assuming an AC 19 will hit you.
I'm sorry?
I'm assuming an AC 19 will hit you. Okay. Yeah. You're going to take five damage from one of the toad men that is upon you. And
ow.
Jarvis, you are only taking three from the one that is trying to gobble upon you. But its throat is torn open, so it's only half-assedly doing it. Mm-hmm. And the king has recovered enough to attack. He is not going to try and eat anyone this time. He's learned his lesson. Let's figure out who he is going to. Ooh, nice. Deuce. Not Deuce. Sorry. Jarvis. What was your armor class? 15?
14.
14. Okay. Both of those are going to hit. Jarvis, you are being pounced upon. I'm going to roll my wagon con dice here. Very nice. For 9 points of damage as it hits you twice with these big jowly elbows, and he is covered with jewels. And they actually add to the damage as you're getting hit. The last thing is that, does that take you out?
So,
because the last thing you see if it does is your family crest ring just smashing down into your face.
You know what?
What?
I'm not truly dead because energy never really dies, man. Can only change forms. So long live Jarvis, man.
Long live Jarvis.
Long live Jarvis. Jarvis, please go see the Greeper. Hey.
Thank you, guys.
And that's all of them. It's your turn.
I feel your loss.
Your dwarf is down. All you have left with an elf and two halflings.
The elf drops the mace and the whip and says, "I didn't like the dwarf, but I like you less," and casts a magic missile at the king.
At the king? Okay, yep. That's immediate 1d6 plus 1 damage. And I need to know what your magic missile looks like.
Greasy fingers.
All right. Grease finger. Yeah,
so it is...
Looks like a mozzarella stick.
Grease coalesces on my fingers and shoots forward in droplets of spray. And I rolled it. You said it was a plus one.
Make that 1d6 plus 2 damage.
4 total.
Generous. 4 to the king?
4 to the king.
All right, who's next?
I'm still trying to attack my way up, so I'm gonna attack. 15?
15 will hit. Yeah, right. Give me some damage.
5.
5. Tell me how you kill this one.
I literally, since I am just trying to get to that king, I just take my sword right through his stomach, the one that's right in front of me, and just rip him from the stomach up to his head. And he just splits open. And just through that opening, I just jump right through it.
All right, Twitchy, you're up.
Yeah, I'm covering myself in soap.
What?
That way, if I get eaten, they're just going to throw me back up.
Mm-hmm. We know that they have a gag reflex.
Yeah.
All right, let's roll another initiative. Can you beat a 9?
No.
Okay. The king is going to... Oh, and the king is simply going to spin around eating the dwarf. And Oh, okay. Elf, you're being hit this time. One of them hits you for 4 points of damage.
The elf collapses in a heap and tumbles bonelessly back down the stairs.
Does that take out the elf?
That takes out the elf.
Oh, oh shit!
Woo! Oh, no!
Oh, oh, no!
Greasy Fingers the Second, how little we knew ye. Please see the Greeper.
And then another one is going to hit the Barnabas, because Barnabas is now being swarmed upon.
I feel all sorts of feels right now. I have lost too many grease.
Barnabas,
fingers.
You only take 2 damage.
And that's the only 2 that I have.
Barnabas, it's been a long and eventful ride, but I'm going to have to ask you to go see the Greeper.
All right, Sarah, I feel that this is a familiar setup. Me with a room full of enemies and you being the last survivor. It's your turn. What do you do?
Say, look, you got plenty of good eating here. I haven't done much of anything to any of y'all. I don't taste real good right now. So I'm just going to walk my way out of here.
I'll let you make a luck save on this.
16.
16's good. And do you start backing out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's do one more initiative roll.
I got a 7.
I beat that. On my turn, they do not follow you. So what do you do?
I shut that door. Was there any other exits? Oh, no, there was the other way. There was west.
There was the exit, but there's also the chain that leads back up.
Yeah, I'm going west, though. I got a good feeling about it.
So are you heading in deeper?
Well, we went east. Now I'm going west.
You're
going
to go west.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. We're going to call it there and pick up next year.
Okay,
with
folks.
Twitchy being the only survivor.
So a couple special notes on this. We will be keeping Twitchy's character for next year. And if you signed up this year, we'll get you priority for next year. Or should you join us at any of our upcoming events at Oricon this year in Portland, in GameStorm in Portland, or any of our other upcoming live events to be scheduled, drop us a line. We'll have your names on file, and we'll get to you in rapid fashion.
Thanks for playing Hammer Crawl. What we're going to try and do is keep this as an annual event. If y'all want to come back next year, go ahead and sign up or just wait until next year. And if possible, I'd like to get Sarah McNaughton, our survivor, as the first in the lineup next year, bringing back Twitchy.
Okay, folks. Once again, thank you for coming. Can I get one last hammer?
Thanks again for listening to another episode of Hammer Crawl, a comedic, actual play dungeon crawl podcast. If you enjoyed the episode, please let us know. You can send us your feedback via the link in the show notes. And of course, we always appreciate reviews on iTunes and other platforms. If you want to hear more, subscribe to our feed in your favorite podcatcher and check us out at breakfastpuppies.com/hammercrawl. And don't forget to check out the official game rules and ever-evolving World Bible on GitHub. Just search for Hammer Crawl. We've got links there to all of the randomizers that we use, too. Our opening theme song is Chain Lightning by the awesome D&D metal band Gygax. Check them out on Bandcamp via the Creator Destructor production label. Additional background music was provided by the excellent dungeon synth artist Irang, who you can also find on Bandcamp. And if you want to help us pay the bills, check out our Patreon campaign and also our Pinecast tip jar, both linked within the show notes. Your contributions are unnecessary, but very much appreciated, because the Hammer Crawl podcast and role-playing game are labors of passion and love that will always be free. Your Hammer Crawl lesson of the day is, in old school games, it's best to think of combat as a failure state. If initiative is rolled, then you've probably already lost.